And now seventhly, concentration. Concentration. And this link, this stage, is based on an important psychological principle, which is that when we're completely happy, completely blissful, then all our emotional energies are unified. And when our emotional energies are unified, we are concentrated. The happy person is the concentrated person. A happy person is not restless, may do quite a lot, may go about quite a lot, say quite a lot, but the happy person is not restless. And in the same way, we may say that the concentrated person, the person who is unified, whose energies are unified, is a happy person. And all this is related to the practice of meditation, because meditation begins with concentration. But we know only too well how difficult many people find concentration, find meditation. This is really because they are not happy. The more difficult a person finds concentration, the more difficult they find meditation, the less happy they are likely to be. Their emotional energies are not unified. Concentration is not just a matter of the forcible fixation of mind. It's not just sitting down and forcing your mind onto a single point. If one does that, and one can do that, then one risks a sharp reaction from one's unconscious. Concentration, really, we may say, is concentration of the whole being, not just of the mind, not just of the conscious mind, not just of thought, not just of intellect. Concentration is the concentration of all the energies of one's being, emotional, intellectual, volitional, on a single point, so that all the energies are streaming and flowing towards that point and bringing themselves to bear fully on that point. And this is the reason mainly for the importance of preparation for meditation. You can't sit down and simply switch your mind on to the object of concentration. You have to prepare, have to pave the way. And this is why so many people find that under the comparatively ideal conditions of the retreat, it's so much easier very often to concentrate, to meditate. We have, first of all, to disengage our energies from other things, to direct them, as it were, into one channel. And when our preparations for meditation are complete, when we pave the way properly, then the concentration exercise, whether the mindfulness of breathing or any other, just puts the finishing touch, and we're away. Now, there are various levels of concentration. Four are usually distinguished, and for each of them the Buddha gives a simile, a very beautiful simile. I've recounted these things before, but I make no apology for repeating these similes. The four stages with their similes represent four stages in the progressive unification of our energies. We had a diagram last winter to illustrate this. Perhaps we'll produce it and even print it again. The first comparison that the Buddha gives, the first simile illustrating the first stage of concentration or higher consciousness, is that of soap powder and water. The Buddha says, suppose you take soap powder, which apparently they did have in ancient India, and suppose you mix it, suppose you knead it with water. You've got two things. You've got the soap powder, dry, hard. You've got the water, fluid. And you mix the two together into a ball. And you mix them in such a way that every grain of the soap powder is saturated in water. And you mix them in such a way that there's not one single drop of water extra leaking out, as it were. It's just one mass, one ball of soap powder fully saturated in water. So this represents the first stage of concentration. And of course it represents the stage, we may say, of unified consciousness. It represents the stage of the union of positive and negative forces within our conscious mind. We may say represents the unification of what the Chinese tradition calls the yin and the yang principles within the conscious mind. It's a state, therefore, of harmony, of integration, of peace. And this is the first stage of concentration. It's as though the energies of the conscious and the energies of the unconscious mind were brought together, unified and harmonized, just like the soap powder and the water in the Buddha's simile. Then the second simile, illustrating the second stage of concentration, is that of the subterranean spring. The Buddha said, imagine as it were a lake of water, and that lake is fed by an underground inlet. There's a subterranean spring, the waters of which bubble up into the lake and keep it continually fresh and pure. So the waters of the lake represent that unified conscious mind, or represent the mind as unified, the conscious and the unconscious unified, integrated. Then into that unified, that integrated consciousness, there bubbles up something from deeper levels, or if you like, higher levels. So this simile represents the infusion, if you like, of a supraconscious state into the ordinary unified conscious state. And thirdly, there's the illustration or the simile of the lotuses bathed in water. The Buddha says, imagine lotus flowers growing in the water, bathed in the water, saturated by the water. This represents the ordinary unified conscious mind, not just percolated by the supraconscious state, not with the supraconscious state just trickling into it, as it were, but as fully permeated by that and living in it, dwelling in it, as though in an element. So this represents a higher stage still. And then there's the fourth simile for the fourth state of concentration, which is that of a man wrapped in a white sheet after taking a bath. And this represents a state of complete insulation from lower states of consciousness. One is fully identified with the higher state, and the lower states are all around, and one is insulated from them. Sometimes we find this when we come away from the retreat. In the course of the retreat, we become, as it were, saturated with some higher consciousness, some higher element. And when we go out from the retreat, when we come back into the city especially, we can feel this insulating us from the atmosphere around, so that we don't feel it at first. We don't react to it at first. We're not even conscious of it at first. But this immunity, this insulation, unfortunately, doesn't last. It fades away into the light of common day. Unless, of course, we can go on to the next stage,